Hello there, lovers. This is Chanel, as you know, and I am enjoying an evening to myself. I'm having a lot of fun writing my next blog, and I thought it would be fun again to read it to you, especially because it is a blog about oral sex. And I know that most men enjoy that feeling of a nice, warm, tight mouth sliding onto your cock. And so I wrote a blog about that. And here it goes. Hope you enjoy it. Oral sex feast that gets every part of me off. Tell me the truth. Don't you just love when your lover turns a blowjob into a true oral sex feast? Of course you do. And I absolutely love diving into a cock buffet. Well, I'm here to tell you that the first time I slid my mouth down onto a cock, it felt more like a feast that was about to come back up. Yeah, I hate to break it to you, but it's true. Well, anyway, after several more attempts, I realized that I needed to make a choice. I could continue to plow through and endure it for your pleasure, or I could make a different choice by learning to love the feel of your cock in my mouth and give both of us more pleasure. Everyone that has ever sucked a cock knows that feeling of a mixture of pain and panic as that hard flesh slides deep that first time. And being someone that loves a challenge, I decided to use that pain to find my way back to pleasure. So I decided to start by breathing into that almost painful feeling of panic. When I learned to breathe into the pain instead of resisting it, something pretty magical happened. As is often the case with pain, breathing into it can shift the energy. And then through the practice of breathing into the gag that inevitably happens, I found that I was getting a feeling of power and even some twinges of actual pleasure. Breathing into my own gag reflex became addictive. And then shockingly, as I started to take control of my gag reflex, something truly amazing happened. I could feel my pussy filling with my own juices, and then it happened. I could feel that very beginning of an actual orgasm. And that is how a BDSM addict was born, through the gate of an open mouth. Anyway, that's a different blog. Or at least that's how I became one. And you could also say, I then became an oral sex lover feast. Well, what did I say? oral sex feast lover. I'm going to keep that little misstep in there because I think it's a little more fun. Anyway, are you ready to be my next feast? Of course, then it actually happened. My mouth was stretched wide by his enormous cock rushing to the finish line. Suddenly, I had a few seconds of intense pleasure that brought me instantly to the edge of an orgasm. The moment passed as he came in my mouth, but it didn't matter because in those few moments I had a glimpse of what was possible. Oral sex feast lessons were definitely my go-to pleasure point from that moment on. Fast forward to the next time I was up close and personal with his hard cock. My touch became more deliberate. Sliding my hand up and down that hard cock, I became aware of how much pleasure, actual pleasure, I was getting from touching it. Touching him, I felt like an artist molding a beautiful piece of clay, which then led to the sounds of pleasure. And then, of course, led me to truly making my own personal oral sex feast. The rumble of his pleasure filled my body with joy, and then his moans inspired my own moan, which then triggered a shudder to ripple through his body. I found that when I moaned while sliding my tongue around the head of a hard cock, my own body responded with a delightful tingle in my suddenly wet cunt. Wrapping my hand around the base of his cock as I slid his cock deeper into the smell of the arousal that filled my nose, actually filled all my senses. Looking up, I saw how close he was, and I realized that I was close too. And then it hit me. that all five of my senses kicked into overdrive. The touch of his cock as I stroked it gave me pleasure. The sound of his moans gave voice to my own moan and gave me pleasure. The sight of that cock sliding deep into my now eager mouth gave me pleasure. The smell of our combined arousal gave me even more pleasure. And finally, the taste of his cum filling my throat gave me unbelievable pleasure. Of course, the oral sex feast became a true feast that engaged every one of my senses. The combination of all five senses being in pleasure mode gave me the most mind-blowing orgasm of my life. And that orgasm led to another, and then to another, and then to another. So the only question is, do you want to be the next one to feed me? You and I both know you do. Bye-bye, lover.